You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. If I sound a little under the weather, it's because I've been screaming my face off to the new Red Death record, man. Chad Troncalli, is that right, Troncalli?
You got it right, man.
All right.
Name. You got it.
The bassist and the singer of this band, Red Death. They're going to be coming to town January 19th with Enforced and Gag at Vera Project. First off, congratulations on the new release of Sickness Divine, man.
Hey, thank you very much, man. Yeah, I'm glad people are liking it. People are digging it, so that's cool. That's the goal, right?
Absolutely, man. It's available now on Century Media Records, and that's huge, dude. How long were you guys working on the album, and were you guys always going to... Did you guys have the album ready before you signed with Century Media, or did you sign with Century Media before?
We signed with them before. We actually on that tour we just talked about, the Power Trip tour. Me and Connor, we demoed a couple songs on there. Like one song made it out of there, but we started working on it before we finalized everything. We're kind of slowly getting moving as we were talking with them and stuff. So
nice.
It kind of just worked out.
That's awesome, man. And you know, we play a ton of Century Media bands here on the show, and it's pretty crazy. It's a huge step up for you guys as far as the reach and platform. Coming from Triple B and to Century Media, what have you noticed? Is there anything you've really noticed about how the labels handles things, or the reach of things, or is it pretty much the same end?
I mean, us talking right now, I've gotten so much press. I've done so much talking. I'm a talker, so it's perfect.
Nice, dude.
I'm like a huge talker. I'm always fishing for press, so it's cool that like this time around, it's like I don't got to go fishing at all. Like, it just keeps getting thrown at me. Yeah, no, it's definitely different. It's definitely different, but like I wouldn't say in a negative way. They've been very supportive, and it's been really cool, so I'm really into it so far. It's been good.
So you guys are coming from kind of the DIY hardcore world. Was there any apprehension about going with a bigger metal label, like one of the biggest in the world?
Nah, not on our end or any friends or anything like that. Nah, everyone's been pretty supportive. And
that's awesome.
I think everyone kind of understands we're kind of a band. We're a DIY band, and we always will be. But, you know, we got things to say. I got things I want to say. And the best way to get those things across is to do it on the biggest platform you can, you know?
Of course.
Right
on. So again, you guys are going to be playing here in Seattle on January 19th with Enforced at Vera Project. So what's your favorite Seattle band of all time, man?
All time? I'm just going to keep it cliche, but I don't even care. I'm going to go with Nirvana, man.
Hell yeah.
I love Nirvana. There's so many good bands, but Nirvana is like the perfect pop band.
Yes, absolutely, man.
It's like a pop band playing punk songs. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And as opposed to where I feel like all those punk bands back in the day were like punk bands playing pop songs.
Yeah.
I feel like they're a pop band playing punk songs, and it's so cool.
I've never really heard anyone break it down like that, but it makes sense, man. And, you know, their music was so accessible too, like coming in from at a young age, it wasn't too hard to pick up a guitar and learn, you know, Come As You Are, or it made everything very accessible.
In Bloom is real easy to play. All that stuff's real easy to play. It's real cool. It's like Ramones or even like Metallica, you know. It's not honestly that hard to play, and that's real cool because, I mean, that's how I taught myself how to play guitar to all those bands. So, I mean, I'm sure millions of kids have done that, which is cool.
Yeah, man. Dude, it's good to talk to you. And, you know, we mentioned off air when we first started talking, you're from Washington, D.C., and we talked about Seattle here, but D.C., what a rich history for hardcore and metal music. How has being from Washington, D.C. shaped the band, or maybe even just your palette?
Oh, man. Well, first, originally, I'm from California originally.
Oh, okay.
So moving to D.C., I moved to D.C. when I was like 21. I'm originally from like the L.A. area. So
okay.
Moving to D.C. like changed my whole perspective of everything, because art is so much different in the city. You know, it's the birthplace, like you said, of like hardcore and DIY, you know, and like you really feel that in the city. Like, it's very artistic, and there's a lot of people doing a lot of different things, and I think that's real cool. And, like, you know, no one's really done like kind of like a crossover thrash band per se in the district. So, I mean, it doesn't feel out of place in my opinion. That's just how like artistic and free I feel like it is around here, which is cool.
That's awesome, man. And
yeah,
you put it right out there, man. Crossover. You guys are a big, you know, you're rooted in both worlds. Lots of hardcore on the new album, but also a lot of thrash metal. For you personally, what did you get into first? Were you like a hardcore kid first? Did you first get into thrash or Metallica? What was your first foray into heavy music?
Yeah, it was hardcore. Well, it was hardcore first, and then that got me into metal. But before that, it was just punk. Like, I was nice. Just into punk rock. Like, I love, like, Ramones, like I said earlier, and I, like, you know, the classic 77 punk bands and stuff like that. And then from there, like, segue into hardcore. And from there, like, I didn't really, like, I remember hearing Living After Midnight and stuff on the radio when I was a kid, you know. Yeah. I was a Misfits fan. I knew of Danzig. I saw the Dirty Black Summer video. I was like, wait a minute. Saw the Wolf's Blood Tattoo. You know, I was, like, aware of stuff, but I wasn't a full-on metalhead, I feel like.
Sure.
Until I heard the Cro-Mags.
Okay.
That band changed my life in so many ways, but definitely that way, because, like, immediately I heard the Cro-Mags. I was like, I think I could get down with metal. And then, like, immediately, like, put on Ride the Lightning, I was like, whoa, what have I been doing with myself?
Yeah.
Where has this been? This is perfect. You know? Like, this is like, this speaks to me perfectly, you know?
So you mentioned Cro-Mags. You guys went on tour with them in Europe. What was that like?
Oh, that was awesome, dude. That was so cool. Just to get to watch them every night and hang out. And they're Harley and the band are super supportive and encouraging, and I really like it, you know. It's real cool. You wouldn't think that, like, someone you look up to or a band you look up to, you'd end up not only touring with them, but they're looking out for you. And
that's
like,
awesome.
Making sure everything's good with you and, like, you know, giving advice and cool stuff like that. Like not even, like it'd be, like, cool talks between me and Harley and just cool advice out of nowhere. I wasn't even looking for advice, and all of a sudden I got, like, the guidance came out, you know?
And he's not, like, talking down to you. He's just trying to give you advice.
Yeah. Not once to any of us, which is awesome. He's been nothing but cool.
That's dope, man.
But it was real fun. Yeah, the shows were good. People were into it. I feel like that crowd's very much our crowd. It's just we hadn't totally hit them yet. So I was glad that we were able to not only play to that crowd, but to do it with the Cro-Mags. I mean, that's awesome.
Hell yeah. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Chad from Red Death. They're going to be here in Seattle on January 19th at the Vera Project. So, Chad, let's think back here. What was the first album that you purchased with your own money? Like, you know, whether it was a CD, a tape, a vinyl, something that you purchased with your own money that wasn't given to you as like a hand-me-down.
Straight out of Compton by NWA.
Nice, dude. Nice.
And I remember handing it to my mom. Uh-oh. I was like 12. I remember being like, I want this. And her being like, oh, no. Oh, no. I was like, no, no, no. I want this. Like, I earned it today. I did the yard work. I got the allowance. It constitutes a CD. This is the one I pick.
Yes. Oh, man.
And she was like, all right.
Don't turn it up around me.
I'm sure she looked at saw it say, the police on the back, and I'm sure she was like, oh, I don't know about that. And I was like, oh, no, no, mama. this is what I'm looking for.
So over the years of playing music and stuff, have your parents been supportive of you?
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. My parents, my dad's currently not around, but he was very supportive, and I'm sure if he was around for Red Death, he'd be very supportive of it. My mom's been nothing but supportive of it. My mom's like super into it. Like, you know, like, likes the music video and
nice,
you know, like paying attention. She's never ever come and like out and seen me play live ever, so she wants to come see us on this tour. So
yeah, get her one of those long sleeves or something.
She's very supportive in that sense, and now she's getting even more supportive. Like, it's can't complain, you know.
See your mom walking down the street with a Red Death t-shirt on.
Hell yeah. She used to have a hat. I think I took it though.
That's awesome.
So yeah, she's supportive, and I love it.
So how did you discover that you had a powerful voice and that you were capable of doing lead vocals? Were you always, like, very vocal about it? Did you always want to do vocals, or was it something that was just necessitated, like, out of situation?
It was a mix, definitely. It was definitely a necessity when we started Red Death.
Mm-hmm.
I was on guitar that first practice and stuff, and we didn't have a singer. And I remember... like, I've always wanted to sing, but I didn't know if I could do it. And I remember, like, we did, like, one day, like, our roommates, we just made, like, a cool, like, hardcore song, like, kind of like a negative approach worship song.
Nice, nice.
And I sang on it, and everyone was like, whoa. So, like, you can do that? I'm like, oh, yeah, I worship this. So, like, when it came time for Red Duff to be a singer, everyone was like, you should be the singer. I was like, I don't know. And I was like, no, we remember that track. You should definitely sing. And I was like, well, all right.
Honestly,
it's been, like, the best decision, because I feel like it's been very therapeutic, and it's been very, I'm able to get thoughts and opinions out and express things, you know. And, you know, maybe it's a little bit of finger pointing, but it's also a little bit of finger pointing inward too. Yeah. You know, it's a whole big thing. It's cool.
I think it's cool that you know, you're such a diehard Cro-Mags fan, and you're also a bassist who handles vocal duties, which is, it's, you don't see that as often these days.
Nah, and I love it, and I think it should be more of a thing. I mean, Lemmy and, you know, Harley, and, you know, all the best, even beyond metal, you know, Geddy Lee.
Thin Lizzy.
Bill Linnett. Yeah, hell yeah, man. You know, even like, I like the band The Police a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Sting's sick in The Police, you know?
Absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Right on, man.
Yeah,
well,
I'm trying to think of some other stuff. It'll come to me.
That's a good list. All right.
Yeah, we did good.
So if you just met a kid who's never heard of thrash, hardcore, or any of that stuff, what's like 4 or 5 CDs you would just hand over to educate him?
I would give him 2 hardcore and 2 metal. And one of the hardcores is kind of both. I'd give him Bad Brains, the self-titled, the word tape.
Yeah.
Because that thing's just mind-blowing, and the sonic power is great.
Yep.
Give him Age of Coral, Cro-Mags, because it's got a little bit of that, but it's got a little bit of, like, it's got a Motorhead vibe, it's got a Sabbath vibe, it's got a little crossover vibe. Said earlier, Ride the Lightning, I would definitely tell a kid, check out Ride the Lightning, because it's, like, mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. Every time I listen to that thing. And then, I mean, metal, just in, I guess I'll just give him the first Ozzy record.
There you go. Nice, dude.
The Blizzard of Oz. I think that record's great. I've ripped off, I don't know if you could tell in Sickness of Divine, but I've ripped off some of that bass playing.
Hell yeah, man.
The boom, 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 boom. I love that type of bass, just like kind of hitting it.
Yeah.
Definitely an Ozzy thing I stole.
That's awesome, man. Well, you know, you mentioned Metallica, and we all know the big 4 of thrash. So there's Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, Anthrax. If you had to whittle it down to 1, what's your number 1 out of all the big 4?
Oh, Metallica, easily.
Nice.
My favorite, like, musician, songwriter, everything of all time is Cliff Burton. I worship that guy.
R.I.P.
I think that's one of the greatest, R.I.P., one of the greatest humans to walk the earth, from every, like, person who met him or anyone who's got something to say about him. They talk about how down to earth and sweet he was, but also how much of a virtuoso he was at the same time. You know, being in a position like that where you're writing powerful, life-changing music like that, it's very easy to be egotistical and be kind of a jerk, but from what I hear, he wasn't any of that at all, and it's very influential to me, because I think that's how it should be, you know.
Absolutely, man. That's
it's easy to get in your own head, but Cliff Burton proves you, there's no need for that. Just shred.
Oh man, that Cliff Amal, dude, he's the way he played is just so much energy and so much passion, and he just banged his head like he had a great time, man. You could tell he was having the time of his life.
Every time. And, like, you see any old footage you can find, there's, like, very little of it, but any old footage you can find, he's always on stage and just smiling and, like, you know, any of your band, if I went and saw Slayer and they were all smiling, I'd be like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
But, you know, that because it's Metallica and the power and just knowing, like, he's just loving what he's doing.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so cool. So cool.
You know, that's one thing, you know, I don't know if it's something you wanted to portray with the music per se, but I was listening to Sickness Divine a lot, and that's one thing I noticed is I was like, this is fun. It seems like as heavy as the music is, as like raging as the music is, as pissed off as the music is, it also is very fun. It seems like you guys are having a blast.
Yeah, yeah, we had fun with this record and stuff. I mean, it should be fun anyways, doing a band. You know, it can easily not be fun, but it should be fun.
Yeah.
You know, especially if people like it and people are enjoying it and positively recepting it, like, it should be fun. That's fun.
Absolutely.
And I like to, like, interact with people on our shows and stuff.
Yeah.
I think all of it's just fun. It's just all fun. It should be serious, but you don't want to take yourself too seriously all the time. You know what I mean? It should always be fun.
Absolutely, man. And just got to think back to what, like, would your 12-year-old self think that you're killing it right now? I think so.
Yeah, he would think I'm doing all right.
Absolutely, man. So again, you guys are going to be playing Seattle January 19th with Enforced and Gag at the Vera Project. Is there anything you want to say to the Northwest audience before we come check you guys out?
If you're going to the show, awesome, see you there. If not, well, if you checked out the record, thank you. I hope you enjoy it. And if you haven't, I hope this interview makes you want to check it out, because I thought we had a good time. So I think the listeners, if they haven't heard it yet, you should go and have a good time. And I think Sickness Divine will do that. I think they'll have a good time with Sickness Divine.
All right, dude. Thanks so much. And we'll see you, Red Death, again, January 19th with Enforced and Gag at the Vera Project.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Kevin, man. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Yeah, see you on January 19th.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.